Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Meditations on Christ, a 5-minute guided journal for Christians by Benjamin W. Decker, narrated by Adam Verner. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John chapter 14, verse 27, King James Bible. Introduction. The goal of Meditations on Christ is to deepen our relationship with the Spirit of Jesus Christ and to greater embody His likeness. Meditation is the inner work of self-reflection and self-transformation through mental, physical, and emotional discipline. In Christian meditation, we reflect on biblical truths and their relevance to our lives. We look to them to help open our hearts and minds, so that we may welcome the Spirit's guidance in all of our thoughts, words, and deeds. Prayer and Meditation. Prayer is the method by which we set the intention in Christian meditation. We give the meditation to the Holy Spirit and welcome the Spirit's presence and guidance. Anytime we find that our mind wanders or we go off course in meditation, we come back to that intention as the focal point of the practice. When we pray, we are often expressing our gratitude, acknowledging our blessings, and praying for support and insight in challenging times. When we meditate, we are listening intentionally to the exchange between the Holy Spirit and ourselves, and we often watch as our thoughts battle with the greater truth of the Spirit. Through disciplined meditation, we begin to tame our lower nature, that we might alchemize our darkness and ignorance into light and wisdom. Meditation is a sacred ancient practice that people of all world traditions practice in some form or another. Today, modern science has shown meditation to have physiological benefits, such as reduced stress, pain, and inflammation, as well as clearer thinking and a calmer mental attitude. It also has been shown to lead to increased patience, focus, and support for emotional processing. And the list goes on. In addition to these benefits, our meditation practice as Christians is dedicated to three main priorities: welcoming the Holy Spirit, living a more Christ-like life, and building His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Taking just 5 minutes to calm the mind, relax the body, observe our thoughts, and listen to the Holy Spirit pierces the veil between the spiritual and physical worlds. The Spirit only needs the smallest amount of openness to enter into our hearts, and 5 minutes is enough to do just that. If you have more time, I recommend taking as much time in meditation as is comfortable for you. A consistent daily practice of 20 to 40 minutes twice a day is one of the most common recommendations, but don't let that intimidate you. The goal is to simply begin, even if it's just 5 minutes right now. Do not despise humble beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10. New Living Translation. In this context, our brief meditation practices constitute our humble beginnings. It means that the heavens celebrate with you that you are beginning this process, no matter how short or long your practice might be. The depth of your sincerity and open-heartedness are the most relevant factors in meditation for spiritual development. You have been on a journey of learning and growing in the Spirit, and this journal will act as an initiation into the next season of your relationship with the Lord. Open your heart, open your mind, and let the Spirit work with you in quiet moments. Meditation and prayer work together to facilitate an active two-way relationship between ourselves and God. By adding journaling and reflective writing, we find that the Holy Spirit will use our thoughts and reflections to guide and inspire us, enriching and deepening our understanding of any challenges and difficult circumstances. Allow the Spirit to work through you as you journal. The fruit of the Holy Spirit. Throughout our lives, we will often face situations that can be confusing or disturbing. We will also confront tough decisions that can shake our faith. How can we know if our challenges are there to help us grow, or if they are signals that we need to make critical changes in our lives?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?